If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Bonjour tout le monde. Minasan, konbanwa. Welcome to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. I'm Moz Taylor. This week, show number 989. And if you can't stay for the whole program, or you want to hear it again, you'll find links to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca. And you can become a free subscriber to our Mixcloud channel and replay all the most recent shows. And for the price of a cup of coffee, you can help support the musicians you hear on the program and Jazz Boulevard's production while enjoying some premium benefits by becoming a select subscriber on Mixcloud. A couple of new albums to get to on the show this week. We're going to sample the latest from bassist Youssef Gutman, also a new project in from pianist Kevin O'Connell, and for fans of the music of Raymond Scott, an interesting project that's come in looking at his music, a mix of a quartet, a big band, and an a cappella group. So I hope you can stay for the whole show. We'll start it this week with music from singer and guitarist John Pizzarelli from an album he put out in 2012 called Double Exposure, mashing up pop tunes with jazz tunes. This is I Feel Fine, Sidewinder.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she says so. Mind, you know, she tells me all the time, you know, she says so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know, she says so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. Thank you.
Raymond, do you remember anything about a piece entitled The Quintet Goes to a Dance?
Wait a minute. There's a piece of mine played by the quintet called The Quintet Goes to a Dance?
Yes, it was a dusty old record that I found in back of a shelf somewhere. And it was recorded at a rehearsal on March 18th, 1939, Saturday night, for the Hit Parade.
Well, I remember nothing of that. In fact, I don't even remember having done anything like that. So I'd like to hear it myself. How about playing it?
Okay, fine.
could ever say. You've got the love.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Our opening set wrapping up with music off Cello Live Records from longtime New Yorker pianist Anthony Wanzi, his composition called Evo's Blues from the album Lorraine's Lullaby, a set of 7 original compositions from Anthony, a track that featured some solo work from tenor player Zet Harris and trumpet player Antoine Dye. Music recorded in Toronto before that from singer LJ Folk, looking at material from Burt Bacharach and Hal David. Off the album Near Me, we heard The Look of Love. Guest on that track, vocalist Emily Claire Barlow, Stu Harris on the piano, and John McMurtry on the tenor. And before that, a project birthed in San Francisco from the Quartet San Francisco, working with the Gordon Goodwin Big Band, as well as the a cappella group Take Six, from the album Raymond Scott Reimagined. We heard The Quintet Goes to a Dance, and that draws on a huge number of musicians, looking at material from Raymond Scott, who oddly never really wrote music for animation, even though his music was widely quoted in cartoons with Bugs Bunny and The Simpsons and others. And leading into the track, we heard a snippet of an interview of Raymond Scott coming out of a documentary that's being made on him by his son. And the set started with music from singer and guitarist John Pizzarelli off his album Double Exposure. We heard I Feel Fine, Sidewinder, solo work from Larry Fuller on the piano.
dig, man. There goes Mac the Knife.
Bet you Mac he's back in town.